Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. My name is Karen Cadd, and this is the second time I'm calling your company. Well, I live in Saugerties, New York, and your company installed underground fiber optics.
That is correct, Karen.
And we have a second sinkhole in the same place where you came a couple weeks ago to repair it. And honestly, I've noticed, I walk around the neighborhood because I have grandchildren, and I have noticed several through the neighborhood. But I'm going to address the one that's in front of our house because it's back again.
Oh, no. All right. So, said your name is...
It's around the green plate that's was installed in the ground to cover whatever it covers.
Okay, we typically call those the flower pots because they're meant to be, you know, like, hey, this is where we kind of spread the wires out from everywhere. Can you spell your last name for me real quick, Karen?
Cadden, C-A-D-D-E-N. I am not a customer.
Understandable. What is your address so that I can inform the right department so they can have a look into it and see what's going on,
sure.
seeing if it's an issue with like the kind of fill they're using or whatnot, just to make sure that I have all the information.
It's on the prop. I'm number 20 Blue Hills Drive, and it's right on the property line between 18 and 20 Blue Hills Drive. We actually have two or three on our property because we live on the corner.
Okay. And just in case they need to get a contact with you, is the 845-246-3147 a good number to contact you at?
Yes, it is, Phil.
Thank you very much.
So we keep putting cones out so that people don't fall in or cars don't sink into it if they, you know, park on the edge of the road. So...
All right. I'm just taking a quick
like
note
I
here.
Said, I've noticed at least two or three others around the neighborhood. But I'm only going to address the one on our property right now.
Sorry, I'm just typing out a quick memo
okay.
I can let, you know, the right department know. Okay. So I'm just stating that you sinkholes were found on property from when the fiber was placed, that you have called us before about the issue, and we came out and fixed it, but they've reappeared.
It has reappeared, yes. But just FYI, there's some more around the neighborhood. This is a development. I don't know if you're familiar with where we are, but...
Understandable. Yeah, I'll make sure I address that with the right department. That way they understand what's going on and they can look to see what's going on. It could be a simple fact of the ground being a little bit too loose, or there's not enough like underlayment underneath all of the soil. So there's like not enough like gravel and stuff. They might need to come in with a different fill material. Again, I'll pass this on to the right department. They'll look into it and they'll probably get in contact with our construction team, who is usually the ones who go out and do the repairs and the fills for our fiber optic lines like this. So I'll pass on the note to them and make sure they are aware of what's going on. I will say I am sorry that we came out to fix the issue once. Hopefully we did a good job, but it's come back. So hopefully we can make sure this happens correctly. So.
Very sandy soil.
That could be.
I don't know what the issue is going to be. You know how to remedy that because I'm not a construction site person. but just shoving dirt down in there doesn't seem to be the.
No, I've dealt with some landscaping stuff before. I understand that when you have sandy soil, it's typically more prone to erosion and different kinds of, issues going on with, causing sinkholes or as in the landscaping business, what they usually like to call them is they call them water bubbles. That literally is just water that forms underneath the topsoil of the grass. So, and it just bubbles. It looks like a giant bubble and it's just filled with water. Potentially what they may do is because they're seeing that, because this is a recurring issue, is they may come through and they might dig out a little bit more of the ground to replace kind of that sandy soil with almost like a gravel rock bed, and then lay topsoil back over that and reseed it just to make sure that happens. Again, I'm not the expert on this one. That's going to be something for the construction team for to handle, but I will pass on your information to the right department. That way they can get that off to our construction team to look into and figure out a solution for that.
Great. Okay. Thank you for your help, Phil.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Karen. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope. You have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you for your call and concern to Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.